Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of October 2017. Supreme Court has urged the government to think of methods of execution other than hanging by neck. A bench led by C.J. Deepak Mishra said a person should die in peace, not in pain. 4. It has been said since centuries that nothing can be equated with painless death. Bombay High Court has castigated so-called activists for approaching it on the issue of safety of commuters only after the El Pinstone Road station stampede and asked why they woke up to the serious and sensitive issue only after the death of so many people. Himachal Pradesh High Court has quashed the petition of State Chief Minister Virbhadra Singh in connection with income tax related cases. Supreme Court has said that its judges were not pro-government and pointed at the way the apex court was hauling the government every day during the course of its proceedings. Supreme Court has expressed concern over the uncharitable comments, trolls and aggressive reactions on social media platforms on almost every issue, including judges in judicial proceedings, and agreed that regulating them was necessary. Delhi High Court has noticed a tendency to rope in all in-laws by the alleged victims in dowry-related cases, and reversed a conviction in one such case. It has set aside the 7-year sentence handed down by a trial court to brothers-in-law and sister-in-law of a woman who committed suicide in November 1995. Delhi High Court has asked the AAP government to take a swift decision on the plea of a disabled boy seeking prosthetic limb. Delhi High Court has taken to task the government for revoking the passport of an Indian citizen, who was living in Ukraine, to pressure him to settle a private financial dispute with some students there, saying the action was without authority of law. Bombay High Court has asked the state government to spell out the purpose due to which it decided to modify its existing scheme of granting compensation to rape victims. Allahabad High Court has directed the state government to constitute a high-power committee of 3 eminent doctors to probe the deaths of patients at Sundar Lal Hospital at Banaras Hindu University in June this year. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi government to stop immediately all protests and assembly of people at the Jantar Mantar area in the heart of the capital city. Competition Commission of India has imposed fines totaling 6.27 crore rupees on Aditya Birla Group firm Grasim Industries and two others for bid rigging Delhi Jal Board tenders for supply of a water purification product. National Green Tribunal has ordered an interim stay on Telangana government's Kaleshwaram lift irrigation project, which aims to take water to its drought-hit regions, due to lack of environmental clearances. National Green Tribunal has directed Bhopal Municipal Corporation to demarcate the land provided by state government for construction of new slaughterhouse in Adampur Chawani, the extended deadline given by NGT ends on the 31st of March, 2018, after which every day's delay will incur a fine of 10,000 rupees. Armed Forces Tribunal has quashed the orders of Army Headquarters whereby a newly promoted Major General was demoted to the rank of Brigadier while observing that military reputation and self-esteem of each member of our armed forces has to be preserved and respected, at least by members of the uniformed community. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has relaxed norms for information utilities, paving way for Indian companies listed on the stock exchanges to hold 100% of the paid-up equity share capital or total voting power rights in such firms.